President Biden says it sends a message. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A message to terrorists that they will be found after he ordered a commando raid that left one of the world's most wanted terrorists dead. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The leader of ISIS is dead after a raid by U.S. Special Forces in Syria overnight.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision.
President Biden detailed the raid from the White House, saying Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi detonated a bomb as U.S. forces approached. That explosion killed a terror leader and several members of his family, including children.
He chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
There were no U.S. casualties during the operation, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The president's due in New York City for meetings with the mayor and governor today on rising crime, focusing largely on illegal guns. And the White House says keeping repeat shooters off the street. A former cop who killed a black teenager in Chicago just got out of prison. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke is free, released from an Illinois prison after serving over 3 years, less than half of his sentence, for the 2014 killing of Laquan McDonald, whose family and activists are condemning the early release.
The same charges against him were the same charges against the man that killed George Floyd. He got 22 years. Still not enough.
They're calling for federal charges against Van Dyke. McDonald prompted 911 calls and was high on hallucinogenic drugs and armed with a knife when the former officer shot him 16 times. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More details coming out in the death of a longtime police officer in Boston.
Karen Reed is charged with manslaughter in the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. His body was found outside the home of another police officer during the blizzard that hit Boston on Saturday morning. Boston 25 News reports that O'Keefe had skull fractures and signs of hypothermia, and prosecutors say it was Reed and two friends that found him outside in the snow. Witnesses say the couple went to the home for a gathering, and Reed's SUV was later found to have a broken tail light. Investigators say Reed told a friend she did not remember the previous night, and prosecutors say she asked a friend if she could have hit O'Keefe. Reed is due back in court next month. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An even bigger recall for Tesla. More than 800,000 of the electric cars being recalled in the U.S. because the seatbelt reminder may not chime as it's supposed to when the vehicle is started and the driver hasn't buckled up. Tesla will send out a software update. This just days after the recall over a self-driving feature that's letting some Teslas roll through stop signs. The hotel from Dirty Dancing is marking the film's 35th anniversary this year.
Mountain Lake Lodge in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains, or Kellerman's Mountain House, offers guests the Kellerman's film package inspired by the 1987 movie. It includes any two-night stay, souvenirs, a screening of Dirty Dancing, a $200 dining credit, and more. There's, of course, dance lessons and guided tours of film locations. Monica DeLuca,
Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 335. The S&P more than 1%. The NASDAQ plunging more than 2%. As shares of Meta, Facebook's parent company, tumble over 20% on a rare profit decline. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.